Harlequin Special Edition and Harper Audio present Circle of Gold by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Chapter 1. Casey Mayfield was excited. Her gray eyes were brimming with delight as she sat in the sprawling living room at the Double C Ranch in Medicine Ridge, Montana. There was a secretarial position available on the Mammoth Double C, and she had the necessary qualifications. She was only 22, but she had a certificate from secretarial school and plenty of initiative. Besides all that, the position was secretary to John Callister, the second son of the well-known family that headed not only a publishing empire in New York City, but a cattle empire out west. There was a very interesting story about the ranch in a magazine that Casey was reading while she waited her turn to be interviewed. The elder Callisters lived in New York, where they published, among others, a famous sports magazine. When they weren't in the city, they lived in Jamaica on an ancestral estate. The Callister who had founded the American branch of the family had been a British duke. He bought an obscure little magazine in New York City in 1897 and turned it into a publishing conglomerate. One of his sons had emigrated to Montana and founded the ranch. It eventually passed to Douglas Callister, who had raised the boys, Gilbert and John. Nobody talked about why the uncle had been given custody of both boys and left them the ranch when he died. Presumably, it was some dark family secret. Apparently, there wasn't a lot of contact between the boys and their parents. Gilbert, the eldest at 32, had been widowed 3 years ago. He had two young daughters, Bess, who was 5, and Jenny, who was 4. John had never married. He was a rodeo champion and did most of the traveling that accompanied, showing the ranch's prize-winning pedigree Black Angus bulls. Gil was the power in the empire. He was something of a marketing genius, and he dealt with the export business and sat on the boards of 2 multinational corporations. But mostly, he ran the ranch, all 30,000 acres of it. There was a photograph of him in the magazine, but she didn't need it to know what he looked like. Casey had gotten a glimpse of him on her way into the house to wait for her turn to be interviewed. One glimpse had been enough. It shocked her that a man who didn't even know her should glare at her so intently. A more conceited woman might have taken it for masculine interest, but Casey had no ego. No, that tall, lanky, blonde man hadn't liked her, and made no secret of it. His pale blue eyes under that heavy brow had pierced her skin. She wouldn't get the job. He'd make sure of it. She glanced at the woman next to her, a glorious blonde with big brown eyes and beautiful legs crossed under a thigh-high skirt. Then she looked at her own ankle-length blue jumper with a simple gray blouse that matched her big eyes. Her chestnut hair was in a long braid down her back. She wore only a little lipstick on her full, soft mouth, and no rouge at all on her cheeks. She had a rather ordinary oval face and a small, rounded chin, and she wore contact lenses. She wasn't at all pretty. She had a nice figure, but she was shy and didn't make the most of it. It was just as well that she had good office skills, she supposed, because it was highly unlikely that anybody would ever want to actually marry her. She thought of her parents and her brother, and had to fight down tears. It was so soon. Too soon, probably. But the job might keep her from thinking of what had happened.
Miss Mayfield!
She jumped as her name was called in a deep, authoritative tone.
Yes?
Come in, please.
She put a smile on her face as she clutched her small purse in her hands and walked into the paneled office, where plaques and photos of bulls lined the walls and burgundy leather furniture surrounded the big mahogany desk. A man was sitting there, with his pale eyes piercing and intent. A blonde man, with broad shoulders and a hard, lean face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?